Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Spark London.
We tell true stories.
We tell them live.
And we tell them all across London.
To attend one of our live shows, go to sparklondon.com.
Hello. So one of my greatest joys in life is spying. The reason being, it's like a perfect sort of opportunity to be nosy, but also have no social interaction. And so for me, the ultimate sort of spy place, I guess, is Berlin, which I'd give about a 9 out of 10, but I never give anything a 10 out of 10, so essentially it is a 10 out of 10. And I mean, this city takes spying seriously. And there's no way of really saying this without sounding a bit like a pretentious little git, but it basically has this sort of complete spy aura. It's like the sort of spy history and the spy culture has just like seeped into every area of life. And for me, personally, there's no place that sort of personifies that better than a street in the centre of Berlin called Karl-Marx-Allee. And this is like a sort of really grand boulevard that was built by the East Germans as a sort of parade street. And it has these sort of monstrous but glorious, disgusting, like multi-story buildings lining the street, sort of grey and drab, and these gigantic pavements. And it's as if it's been sort of built for a giant. But no one really walks down it because it's like the one area in Berlin that has yet to be gentrified. So when you're walking down it, it's quite a lonely experience. But it's great because you feel like it kind of belongs to you. And every time I walk down it, I have this sort of reoccurring dream that I'm back in the 1950s. And, you know, I've got my like good quality German linen shopping bags full of sort of really wholesome goods, like, you know, good quality German bread. And I'm scuttling along to my apartment, which is obviously down Karl-Marx-Allee. And, you know, it's winter, as it always is in Spyland. And, you know, I get into my apartment and I've escaped the spies for the day, but I probably haven't because the apartment's probably wiretapped. But, you know, anyway, it's a really nice and cosy apartment and, you know, with like lots of sort of East German furniture. And every time I think this, I think this is just such a bad thing to think because I'm like romanticising something which was actually quite a horrific experience for a lot of Germans. But also at the same time, I'm thinking this is the best thing ever. And every time I'm down there, I'm like, it's not enough. It's not enough. Like, what can I do to make this like a reality? And so finally, with the invention of Airbnb, which I gather from the last most of you know what that is, but for maybe the one person that doesn't, it's a website set up where people sort of rent out their spare rooms or their spare apartments. And so with the invention of this, I'm like, yes, yes, like finally I can make this happen. And so me and my boyfriend plan a trip for November, obviously it has to be winter, to Berlin. And I have four specifications, and they are: firstly, the apartment has to be on Karl-Marx-Allee. It can't just be like on a side street near it. The address like has to be there. Secondly, it has to have a balcony. Thirdly, the balcony has to face onto the street and not into some stupid little courtyard. And fourthly, and this is like the most important thing, is that the apartment has to be big enough for me to do my spy walk down it. And so my spy walk, I'll do a little demonstration. It's basically, I don't know where it's come from, but it's me just clasping my hands behind my back like this. So, yeah, so it has to have enough space for that. And I actually find this place. It's actually, like, ludicrously expensive, but I find it. And I'm just, like, so, so excited, and I think, like, if I can do this walk down there, then, like, I can die happy. You know, like, how some people think, like, if I've seen the last Star Wars or whatever, I can die happy. Like, this is my die happy moment. And so we get there, and it's both, like, a disappointment and also exceeds my expectations. So it's a disappointment that it's not cozy how I imagined. It's actually very like white and minimalist, and I don't want to touch anything because I think I'm going to break something, or I'm going to make something dirty, or she'll know that it's been moved. And like every time my boyfriend touches something, I sort of hiss at him and say like, you better know where you've put that. You're not going to be a good spy if you don't put that back in the right place. And like there's like a few like really weird things in the apartment, like a whip, and that one like especially needs to go back right in the exact right place. And so that's like disappointing because I can't quite feel at home. But then the bit that exceeds my expectations is that we actually meet the person who normally lives in the apartment. And she sort of in a very by-the-by manner tells us that, oh, yeah, you know, the balcony actually was used by, like, one of the former, like, East German leaders. And when there was a parade, he used to go out there and, like, wave to the masses. And, like, inside, I'm just like, oh, God, this is so good. Like, this is so good. It's, like, literally, like, one of the biggest leaders, like, spying on his people. But obviously, like, to her, I'm just like, oh, yeah, very interesting. Next, you know, next thing. but the thing that it is most of all, other than, like, you know, the disappointment and the over-exceeding expectations, is that it's just completely overwhelming. And the reason I know this is because, to this day, I can't actually remember whether or not I did the spy walk. I honestly think that I did, but then I think maybe that's just my memory thinking that's what I would have done. And possibly I was just so overwhelmed that I forgot to do it. And so really the moral of the story is that if I had been a proper East German spy, I would have wiretapped the apartment and then I would have known whether or not I'd done the walk. Thank you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.